This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I am your host, Aileen, and today's guest is back. His name is Jared Fried, and I just couldn't get enough.
Right.
So I was just like, Jared's got to come back.
And I'm happy. I'm always just waiting by the phone. I sit by the phone waiting for DST to come calling, and you know, it's my favorite podcast to come on and be a guest, so I'm happy to come back. And you know, it's a little earlier than my like once a quarter visit with you know my complaints, but maybe I'll shut the hell up this time and let you talk. So
no, I have nothing to say. It's all you. The audience just loves you. What can I say? We love you here, and I'm just happy you said yes. So welcome back.
I'm happy to be here. I love you guys, and you know, we have this community shares a very like weirdly similar thing. Like, and it's not that weird because everyone deals with, you know, diet, body, weight, all that stuff, food. But it's so specific when I get messages, like when I talk about things, I'm like, this has to be just me. But then I realize everyone in the audience is thinking very similarly. Like I'm putting together my stand-up right now, and there's a very large part of it is about nighttime eating. And I talk about it very specifically. And like to the point where I'm like, and it's something that like as a stand up, you're like, is anyone going to get this? You know? And I've kind of, you know, I think as you get more and more seasoned, as you know, you go, fuck it, who cares? If someone gets this, they're gonna love this. And I'm just trying. And then when I talk about the specifics of how I used to late night eat growing up, like I even say it to the crowd, I go, right now I'm looking at, and it's not getting like huge laughs, and I have to, you know, that I hate when comics say that, like, but I'm like looking at the crowd and I go, and I can see a little twinkle in people's eyes as I'm explaining how I would nighttime eat. And like, I feel genuinely like I know them. And I have that
connected.
Yeah. And I have that same feeling with this audience, not to get too sappy, but I genuinely do.
Yeah, I feel the same. And the thing about the specifics, like really specific jokes or comments, it's like, that's a thing in like marketing / like content is like the more specific you are, like the more universal it becomes, because it's like you're talking about something like with so much passion, but like people can relate it to their lives because you sound like you're talking about like a real experience, which it is. You can't talk about something like it didn't happen without detail.
Oh, it's so real. Like like the butter board. I hate the fucking butter board. Okay. And
what's a butter board?
So people are taking, so you know, I'm the board lord.
Of course.
Everyone knows this. I rant about charcuterie boards, and this happened. Have I ever told you how that started?
Yes, but I can't remember.
I tweeted like years ago. This is 2019. Fall, I think it was fall 2019, winter is 2019. I tweeted, I can tell what type of mother you'd be by your charcuterie board. And It was at like 2 a.m. as I'm coming back from the Comedy Cellar to like my apartment in Harlem. And I remember I was in an Uber and the next day I was going to Aruba. So I'm literally like 2 a.m. going home to wake up at 5 a.m. for my Aruba flight. And I got at 2 a.m, like you get no responses on Twitter. But I got all these like people sending me pictures of their charcuteries on Twitter. And I'm going, and they're going, what type of mother would I be? You know, like challenging me to what I just said. And what I realized at that moment, I've said this many a times, charcuterie boards are like babies. Anyone can make them, and everyone who did has a picture on their phone of theirs. So I had all these people were sending them to me. So then I started saying what type of mother they'd be. Then it extended into undressing them as a person based on their charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. And now, years later, it's 2022. I'm still talking about charcuterie, and now I'm the board lord. So
you're the board lord.
The boards, as you know, they've taken on an evolution. It started with charcuterie boards, and it becomes themed, and then it becomes holiday versions, then it becomes you know, candy board, and then people are putting, you know, heroin on a board, being like, look, it's my Saturday night drug board, and on it
goes. I mean, so, it's a fancy tray.
Right. So some more destructive than others. So then this 2 weeks ago, I was like, I think this is over. Like, in my mind, I'm like, the board.
Use a plate.
Are we done yet? Are we done? Is board? Can I retire, board lord? I mean, look at me. I sit at my desk.
Do you have printed?
King's crown. I carry a king's crown now, just in case a board lord emergency comes up.
Do you take that with you for like when you travel? Does that go in your carry-on?
Well, yeah. I got to make sure I'm ready for any sponsored posts where I get hired by a meat or a cheese or a wine company. You know how this is in the content game. Yeah. I got to be ready. I also have. Hold on.
You look like Lord Farquaad. Where did you go?
I also have a cheese head. So I've like,
oh my God.
Listen,
we need a narrator. Jared comes back on screen with a giant piece of cheese on his head.
Well, we're videotaping this. Maybe this could be the clip. Yeah. So I've been yelling at cheese for years. And I.
Did you get that in Wisconsin?
Aileen, you might have heard of it. It's called the internet. You can really order anything you'd like.
I just remember going to Wisconsin and they sold those at like stores.
Yeah, because people, the Packers fans,
they love the
are
cheese
called,
curds.
They're the cheese heads, the Packers fans for the football games.
And they have cheese curds.
Yes. It's
in Wisconsin.
It's a dairy state. Yeah, you can get spotted cow, you know, beer. I'm going to Milwaukee. If anyone lives near Milwaukee, I'm going to do shows there in a couple weeks in October. So I'll wear this on stage. But I've been yelling at meats and cheeses now for upwards of 2.5 years, and I thought this would be over. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, this fucking asshole comes out and is like, they said, this is when I knew I hated them. And because, again, in the food world, there's pretentiousness. And I like shudder at pretentiousness. I like, no, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm a high-end guy. Okay, yeah. I like nice things.
Says the man with a cheese hat.
I am a high-end guy. I only go to the finest of events. I said that completely seriously too. I am a high-end guy while wearing a cheese on my head. Okay. But I don't like this like non-admittance to
I get it.
Everyone is garbage. You know, we're all and so this person, she was like, I don't think that the butter board will usurp. She used the word usurp, which get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. If someone said usurp in a sentence, like that's the thing, like Instagram versus reality. It's this like putting on airs, like and our generation is famous for it. Like being this, you know, this glossy person online versus who you really are. And this is what really got me triggered, because She goes, I don't think it'll usurp. Usurp? I want.
She's trying to like be like funny, but in a way that's like not funny.
It seemed like it was serious. I
you know what I mean? Like create it. Like I'm trying to seem like I am, you know.
Right.
Making a well-written joke.
Right.
That isn't funny.
It's almost too perfect. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to like, you know, and it's like, I am so not perfect. Like I am going to make more mistakes and I've made plenty of mistakes. I'm sitting in an apartment with a cheese hat on. Okay. Things have gone wrong. And I took off my king's crown to put on my cheese hat. Things are not well here. So she said usurp, and I knew immediately I was going to hate it. And she goes, I don't think this will usurp. I had to Google usurp, by the way. So I don't think this will usurp the charcuterie board, but now I am really into the butter board. Okay? So then she took butter from her fridge or wherever out of the container or off the block, and she spread it onto the charcuterie board, but like with designs, like made like half circles and half ovals and made it look. What? And then she sprinkled on edible flowers, which, have you ever tried an edible flower?
It's disgusting. They taste like flowers.
That's the thing. They're not edible. They might, you might be allowed to eat them, but you're also allowed to eat paper. You know, like I
just because I can digest it doesn't make it edible.
Thank you, Aileen. You're right. This is the perfect way to put it, because I've had edible flowers just to see what these animals, what these monsters are trying to serve us. And so she's spreading edible flowers on it, and it looked like a puddle of butter that the dustbuster broke on top of, and all the dirt got onto it. Like, it looked disgusting. Now,
yeah, she was trying to make it a thing.
Now it is officially a thing. The butter board.
Oh, it's a real thing.
It's happening. The storm is here. Get out your umbrellas, people. It is raining butter boards all over your face. It's over. We have gone over the mountain of ridiculous and into the land of insanity. And it is
who needs this much butter?
Well, that's the thing. You're wasting butter. And here's the thing. Here's what really bothers me.
Yeah.
Butter, and listen, I'm speaking to our community right now.
Butter's delicious.
Butter's delicious. Butter and carbs, who doesn't want that? It's also a little bit shameful, okay? Let's not dress up butter. Let's not, like, sit here acting like butter. Like, she takes the bread and dips it in and, like, takes much. No. When you put butter on, you scrape it on and you go, I'm going to not be a pig and I'm going to be respectful. Because here's what I did growing up. Growing up, I would sneak downstairs and make snacks out of whatever I could in my house. I was like a little rodent.
Just dip it in butter.
So I used to take my mom's Melba toast. Remember Melba toast?
Yes.
She would use it for her like 90s mom's lunch, where she would have like one Melba toast with like...
I put them on my charcuterie boards. Yeah, okay.
Right, you put them on the charcuterie boards now, but like my mom used to have like a half an ounce of chicken salad on a Melba toast.
Totally.
And she'd be like, that's my lunch. I used to come down in the middle of the night and I would open the fridge and I'd be eating dry Melba toast. Nobody wants dry Melba toast. And then you start to scavenge. So you start looking through the fridge and you go to, and there's butter for cooking. Not for dipping, it is for other means. And I used to take the Melba toast and I would dip it in the butter and it was like, and it was only me by the light of the fridge. Shameful. Shame.
Jared, I used to do the same thing. I love butter's delicious. But, dipping it in with the salty cracker.
Amazing. But this is the point. Like when I saw this being put out on a board, like, oh, this is a fancy. No. We eat this by light of fridge. Where's the shame? While waiting for our parents to catch us, just looking over our shoulder like a deer in headlights. And it's just like this idea that like, oh, we're just gonna have a good time with butter. No. And I'm gonna act like, oh, this is something, never tried this. Ooh, let me put some bread. Let me dip it in on the board. It just bothers me. It is
we've run out of ideas, clearly. You're just like making a board of butter. It does look really yummy, I would say. Aileen, I love butter.
I do too. I want it done a different... Just this way is dressed up to a point that
like
forgets
it.
Its history. It forgets its history for me. Like, so today I see an everything but the bagel board, cream cheese board. They're spreading cream cheese all over the board and putting little bits of lox and stuff. And it's like... It just looked like the barrel at the bagel place that has the flavor cream cheese. I was like, why not just get that and put it in a fucking thing and let us be? Like, I don't know.
The thing is, the thing with the butter board, this entire time that you've been talking, I'm on a Google image search of all butter boards.
Nobody's even listening anymore.
I'm fully researched. What I like about a charcuterie is that there's all these different types of flavors and tastes. And like, you're going to eat this type of cheese. You're going to try this type of cheese. But like, putting this much butter, like, how many people are you feeding that they're going to eat this much butter? Even when you go to a restaurant, the little bowl of butter is a small thing because you're going back a few times. Right. But it's just a little. It's just a scrape.
The charcuterie is really about America. It's about democracy and choice. And
absolutely.
And what this does is it's a mound of butter that says, hey, pig, you better dip it in here or you get nothing. It's like you're getting lazier and lazier. Like, there's not even a combination to make. And it's all, here's the other thing. It's all for us to praise the personality of the board maker. This is all about them. It's about their narcissism. It's about them, us going, oh my God, I've never seen a butter board. What's next? A big old fucking diarrhea board. You put your duty on it. And we all go, ooh, never seen that before. Where'd the doo-doo come from?
Yeah, that's definitely next.
I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
People are out of ideas. People need content. They're out of ideas.
That's the thing.
They're just like, how can I one up one more thing? The last dumb idea I had, here's a new dumber idea.
I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like food. It's not food porn, but it's like food shot. There's like this category of like restaurants will be like, yeah, we put a full turkey inside the mojito and it's supposed to like shock you into wanting to come there, and doesn't actually taste good. It's just for Instagram. Yeah. People talk about that, and it's a version of that.
I see in my Google image search, I see a butter board, but surrounded is a radishes.
Well, this is why I think
radishes.
It is almost as if I'm telling the future here. Like, it is. So as many know, I had an issue with radish and butter in fra, and now that's why
I don't even say the rest of the word. It's just fra.
Fra. So that's why I think so many people were sending it to me. They're like, look, it's a combination of like your charcuterie thing and this whole radish saga that's following me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a trendsetter or if someone is trying to mess with me, that anything that annoys me, they're like, this is going to be the next thing.
You're a conversation starter.
Apparently. Soon everyone's going to be walking around with cheese hats on.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
What else has been going on in your life? What's the food scene like been like when you've been going on dates? What's that been like?
I mean, it's dating and eating is just a hard thing. We got a really like kind of a triggering email the other day on UUP, and I think it's coming out on not this week's Sunday special, but the next week. And it was about a woman saying that her boyfriend wanted or her husband wanted her to lose weight, and it was pretty triggering. Like we had to like, you know, we added the warning, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that she was describing her husband as like a binge restrict type of guy, and how he was, and based on the email, Jordana and I kind of came to the conclusion that he was like putting his own issues on her, and it like spoke to me because I don't think I've ever put my own issues on, I hope I haven't, on the person I'm dating, but I do notice that when I am, when you're single, you can keep up a binge restrict diet. And you can, when you're single, like I can eat, you know, from a plastic bowl tonight and that's my dinner. And I can plan on that. And then when you get in a relationship, you know, you have your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you're dating say, well, tonight we have to get date night. And now you've binged all weekend and you don't get your restrict and you end up getting mad because and more unhappy because it snowballs. And now you went from binge restrict to binge kind of not binge, but like eat normally. Mm-hmm. And now, and it kind of like, I've come to the kind of the conclusion. I mean, obviously I'm no therapist, I'm no professional, but like, it's like, man, it is, you got to fix these problems. Nobody's going to fix your problems. Like no person
right.
that you're dating. And it's like, I get into this situation a lot where it's like tonight, I'm going to like do shows. I'm going to meet up with someone for a drink. You know, it's a Wednesday night. Would I rather not meet up with someone for a drink? You know, like, would I rather mm-hmm. like eat like my normal meal? And then you have to like give yourself to it. You have to go, Jared, eat your normal meal and have 1.5 to 2 drinks. Like, and yeah. you kind of have to like, when you're single, or I guess when you're anything, when you have to come to terms with like this medium lifestyle. And sometimes that involves removing alcohol. You know, sometimes that involves removing one thing, but you can never really, mm-hmm. you know, you really can't remove it all. I'm sure you're seeing that as a mom, right? Where it's like, you could, you know, if you think back to like you and Rusty just on your own eating, it's different than you, Rusty, and me, yeah, right?
I guess so. She doesn't really eat with us yet. She yeah. just throws her food at us. But
you have to eat on her schedule. Like, I, you know, like
yeah, no, it's
her sleep schedule.
She's on a different schedule. Yeah. But I get what you're saying about like the single. I think it's a lot has to do with also like when you're living alone versus when you're living with somebody right. or just constantly somebody's in your place. Because like, I think a lot of the whole like binge restrict is like a lot of it is just fun to do alone. Like
right.
it's this little thing that you love to do by yourself. Like fuck everybody else. This is my like little secret. Like you and standing at the fridge. It's just me right. and my refrigerator.
And no one to tell me what to eat and or no see how much I'm eating right. or.
Yeah.
I
do wonder if like two people who have the same issue were to date, what would like if you were to date somebody who also is still in the same issue as you, like what would that be?
I don't know. I guess maybe you sink or swim together, or yeah. you know, like I would think that like that can be motivating, like you're cheering each other on, so it can be good, but it also can like, hey, wanna like, I mean, my brother and I live together, and
yeah,
my brother and I, we like the same foods, we eat similarly, he doesn't eat as much as I do, he drinks nowhere close to how much I'm drinking. But when we lived together, I used to come home and it would be like a Saturday, and we would wake up and we'd kind of look at each other and be like, do we go to the gym, or are we right. calling it a wash? We used to say that.
Yeah.
Are we calling it? And when we called it a wash, it was like, we are ordering breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we're not going to the gym, and we're going to get under 100 steps today. Like, that was the goal. And, you know, we would encourage, you know, I think it goes both ways with someone who's a lot like you. Like my brother would be like, I'm going to the gym. Get off your fucking ass. Like I would feel a little ashamed. I would have to.
Yeah.
I couldn't say it's a wash to myself in the mirror.
You could, but.
Could, but it'd be insane.
I think it's different though with a brother. Like you're right. you're just kind of like, I don't give a shit what you think of me, mm-hmm. really. Whereas if you're with somebody who you're kind of like,
you want to be
really
sexy
do too. Care what they yeah. what they think of you. And also there's a point where you're like sort of judging that, like in the example with the email, like their projection of you too in a way, or you're projecting yourself on them. It's like kind of this like give and take where you're like, do I want to be with somebody who like binges? Like I hate that part of myself,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And you're just like judgy. I could see that.
It's, and that kind of came through in that email that I referenced before, where like the guy's judging mm-hmm. her, and it's
exactly.
really like, well, that's what I do, you know, like, and I yeah. hate that I do that.
And I now hate myself, yeah, and that's right. part of it.
Right. It's the hardest part about getting older and dating too, because like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm 37 and single. When you're 23 and single, and then you find someone at 24. Yeah, you guys are developing your frontal lobe together, you know, like, you know, like, you know, you're two silly putty pieces kind of that already smashed. And then, but as you get older, you become this hardened piece of putty that's harder to smash mm-hmm. with another hardened piece of putty. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, like I noticed that in myself, like how, you know, set in my ways, you know, like I'm like, and I noticed that when I swipe, like Like if someone said to me they don't eat Chinese food on a Sunday night, I would like get angered by that. I'd be like, well, you and I don't even see eye to eye. And I would never go out with them. Like as and that's such a stupid small thing, but I definitely am in that. I've definitely had that thought. Like, how could we even get to know each other?
Yeah. Is that a real deal breaker?
I surprisingly it is. Like I
okay.
I
mean, I get it. I mean, I order Chinese food on Sundays totally. Like I understand, but if somebody was like, "Ew, no." I'd be like
I would be like, "We're two different people."
Yeah, it's a different species.
We're a different species. And yeah, I don't know. That and it's like when it comes to dating and I think another part of dating for me recently is like feeling comfortable in clothes I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of dating just generally. Like if you have like, so I told Jordana, I was like, I want to go on dates Monday nights. Okay. And this is like, it's related to the binge restrict thing because I am one of those people that's like, Sunday is the last day on earth. Eat and drink like mm-hmm. fucking crazy because you'll never get to do it again. And then Monday, you're the healthiest person alive. And then the week goes, you know, you get worse and worse. And then Thursday comes and you're like, finally, I'm thin again. You know, so this is both an exercise in me loosening up and going on like a Monday date and having one drink and then going home. And it's also a lesson in like, hey, ease off on Sunday because you got something going on Monday. You know what I mean? Like this is a little bit about me trying to be a little bit better.
You're practicing.
But a big part of it is like you don't want to be like putting on those date night clothes on Monday and like you got sweat dripping down your brow and you're like, nothing fits. Ah! And you want to like, and you're like, fuck everybody. I'm not. And then you cancel because you're like, I got the sniffles. And it's really that your t-shirt isn't great. And it's like, I think that's a relatable thing. And so like recently, have I ever told you about my t-shirt issues?
Yes. I know about your goal about like just, you just want to feel good in a black t-shirt.
Right. So I found a t-shirt company.
Oh.
And this is a free advertisement, I guess. But like I've always said, I'm a wide-shouldered, short-torsoed man. So every t-shirt is either a belly shirt or it's a dress. So it's hard to find. And it's interesting because I get these. So because I've said that, my phone is listening to me just in the way all our phones are listening to me.
Yeah.
I get targeted ads for t-shirts every single day. And it's all t-shirts where their whole marketing campaign is, are you chubby? Do we have the t-shirt for you? And I had one instance where Cuts, you ever hear of Cuts?
No.
Cuts is a t-shirt company.
I don't want to look them up. They're going to start advertising to me.
don't look them up. And Cuts sent me, was like got a hold of me and I had already ordered their shirts. I had ordered their shirts. They didn't fit. I wanted to like I ordered the the XL and I was like, we're not a match. We're not a match. I am not a Cuts guy.
Mm-mm.
It ain't going to happen. And then Cuts messaged me. They're like, hey, we got a new style of shirt. We'd love to send you a shirt. And I go, honestly, dude, let's just not do this.
Let's call it a wash.
I was like, call it a wash. You walk that way. I'll walk this way. Let's make believe this never happened. And he goes, no. They're better now. We got a whole new design. And I go, dude, I don't even trust you. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And shoo, get. And then he goes, no, I'll look up your size. I'll go one up from last time. He's like, I'll send you a double XL. I was like, dude, this is trick. Get away.
I don't want a double XL.
I don't want a double XL. I don't. If I'm wearing a double XL on your shirt, you're the problem, not me. Okay.
Totally.
I was angry. He goes, no, we'll sends it anyways. It didn't fit. I tried it on because just like all of us, we have that hopeful moment. Maybe this is the shirt that makes me feel good. Maybe this is the magic shirt. And I try it on and I'm like, I look like a sausage encasing. Like it was horrible. And I was like sweating and I was mad and I was like mad at Cuts for sending me this shit. And I'm like, listen, there are cuts people out there. I'm not, and I did this whole video. I did a whole video being like, fuck you, cuts.
Oh my God.
Because I thought it was funny, but also yeah. like I'm making a point, like just get away. And I'm like, this shirt fits great. And then I realized that the name of my shirt, the company of the shirt I was wearing was Chubbies. And I'm like, this is me. And then I looked at my shirt. I was like, fuck. I'm Chubby. I'm Chubby's, not a Cuts. And it's like, it couldn't have been named.
It couldn't be perfect.
Two worst thing. I had to like admit it and say it out loud. And it's like, I'm not the cut guy. I'm fitting into Chubby guy. And I was so mad. And so I get all these, and I do like Chubby's polos. They fit me very well. And all I care about is fit. I don't care where they're from. All I care about yeah. is fit. So I've been getting service these ads. And the one ad I get all the time and I never listened to was Fresh Clean Tees.
Okay.
Fresh Clean Tees does that ad where they go, they literally have a guy being like, I feel fat.
No
and then
way.
They're like, you're not fat. It's your shirt. And then, I'm serious. These are the actual ads. And so I will always like, I'm getting them served to me like every day. So like I legitimately was like, fine. Like a year of getting these ads. I go, fine. I'll try one.
It okay.
The best fitting shirt I have ever put on my body. And it's tight in your arms and loose around the stomach. And I'm like, and honestly, when I put this shirt on, I feel like a man. It's like a Viagra. It is like, I'm like, I feel jacked up. I feel hot. And it's like,
that's great.
I'm the same guy. I'm the yeah. same person, but I go on stage in it and I'm like, if a picture gets taken, I feel better that a picture's being taken. And if I go on a date in it, I'm like, I feel like it's one less thing to worry about.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this journey of shirt journey. Like I can't gain or lose a pound because I guess this is, you know, they fit me, you know, if it goes any differently. But it changed me for these Monday dates. Because the first Monday date, I was like, what do I wear? I don't know. I'm sweaty. I'm yeah. kind of hungover. The next Monday date, I was like, here we go, John Travolta. You know, like I was like.
You've got your first day outfit.
Right.
You just have the formula.
And you got the formula. And I think it's such a big part of the dating, food, body, lifestyle that like feel good, play good, look good, play good. You know, if your uniforms, you know, get a uniform. Like I think that's like a big piece of it. You know, eat a protein bar before a date and have a uniform. I think and have it before. And this is, you know, not this is like the diet and exercise of advice. Like someone could be like, well, that's whatever. Who doesn't know that? Well, I didn't.
Well, I don't think everybody knows that. Like that some people are just think that like all clothes look bad on them. But that's like so not true. And it's them. They're the problem.
Right.
But,
right.
Find something good. I totally agree. I recently also found the t-shirt. I've been on this on like the search for a t-shirt, and I think everything looks like shit on me because I'm 5 feet tall. And I finally found a t-shirt, and I agree. You put it on, and I'm like, this lands in the right exact place where it meets my jeans.
Right.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
And I'm just like, who am I now? I walk through the streets like t-shirt lady, but
right, and it does feel like a miracle. Like if you, because I've spent my whole life looking for t-shirts. And again, like there'll be a point where this one doesn't fit as it used to and I'll have to be set on into the desert once again. But for now,
mm-hmm.
feels good.
How many did you buy?
17. and I got them in all types. I got the pocket. I got the no pocket, the V-neck. And I've realized the black crew is the best of them all, but I really went to the buffet and did it all.
I mean, you found something that works. Did you get all different colors?
No, I'm just going to be Superman. Just same costume every time. Did you get a bunch?
I got two.
Right. You got
I might get a second black one though now. Because I don't want to wash it because I want to wear it every day.
Right.
This is not it. This is an Abercrombie t-shirt. But it makes such a difference.
Did we forgive Abercrombie? Have we forgiven, not forgotten? I tweeted about this last week. But have we Are we just like, okay, you make jeans that fit, so we're cool now? Because I'm wearing their jeans right now, and I'm like...
You are, and I'm wearing Abercrombie t-shirt. Yeah, yeah. I feel like... It's suddenly 1999.
All over again.
Yeah, I guess we like... I don't know if it's like a forgive. It's more of like a, okay, like I don't mind buying some of your clothes, and I'll just kind of remember that I am not supposed to like you.
It's weird. Well, it's weird that we cancel people for past things and we don't cancel companies. Like that, they should never be, we should hate them. We should never forget.
I know.
And it's like, it also makes me trust people who cancel people less. Like, you can't tell me you don't like someone or they should ever work again while wearing your hip huggers from Abercrombie. Like,
exactly.
You know, like,
did you watch the documentary?
No, I heard about it. It made me cringe because I actually worked there and they made me work in the back, and I think it was because I was too fat to work in the front.
Really?
I swear to God.
You worked there?
I worked there. And
they made you work in the back?
They go,
you could have been part of this lawsuit.
Literally, you're in the front. And then they were like, Jared, Doofy, Chubby, you're in the back. So I'll never forget that.
It was a fucked up store.
Yeah,
listen. And yet here we are. Yeah.
Back in their clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In our cheese hats.
Oh, I know. In your cheese hat.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Jared, last time you were here, you shared, you came back from France. It's just F-R-A. When you went there, you went because you were feeling really burnt out, candle at both ends, et cetera, et cetera. How are you feeling now? What's life been like?
I feel better. I mean, the France trip was just a nice little reset just to like change things. It didn't feel like Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
And I think that's what I was getting towards. Well, here's the other thing. We have a goal. I'm going to be taping. You know, we are joining forces.
Yes, we are.
I don't know. We haven't really announced this, really, but this is like a pre-announcement to the pre-announcement. We're joining forces on taping my comedy special.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited. I'm very thankful. Like, It feels like a family production. It feels so right. And it's coming up in December. So like I have this like thing to go towards. I think the stand up, it feels like you just do it every night and you're like, what's this all for?
Right.
And I'm like, I have an hour and 20 minutes of material and I get to kind of whittle that down to 45 minutes. Like the hottest of the hot. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be like banging, and I want to do a good job by you guys, I want to do a good job by myself, you know, by mm-hmm. you know, my all the people that have supported me, and like, and if people have been to my shows, like, you can tell sometimes it's like I'm kind of thinking about something, and sometimes it's like boom boom boom. So
you're firing.
I'm hoping Right. I want to have 45 minutes of boom, boom, boom. So that, I think when you have a goal, I think that helps burnout. Like, I think burnout a lot of times is like, what's this all for?
Right.
To me. I don't know if you've
yes, that way or you just understand. Feel like so overwhelmed by like there's so many different things and it feels very unfocused and it's hard to like take it all. At least that's for me. I'm like doing 100 things and I can't do all of those things well. So like spread thin, you know. I think that makes sense. You're like you're training basically. You're training, you have one goal, you're focused, and that's like what you've got going on. I mean, it's a lot of work, I'm sure. But it's you're working what it towards is? Something.
Like, honestly, it's like it's 2 years of material. You know, like being kind of put together as this one piece. So and it's talking about everything in my life. And again, just like we talked about before, like specifics. Like it's, you know, I'm single and dating. I went through a breakup. I've been trying to lose 10 pounds my whole life. it's all of that. And it's silly and fun, but it's like, you know, I think if anyone's going through, has been in a relationship, has ended a relationship, has been single, has wanted to lose 10 pounds their whole life, they're going to relate to it in a kind of an odd way. Like, I really think it's like, you go, oh my God. And I do have those people that come up to me after a show. They're like, I'm that or I'm this and I can't believe, you know, and
you're my, you're like their the fairy godmother. You're our fairy godmother. Right.
That's right. So, so I'm hoping so it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun and it's going to be great, but it has made me feel like, okay, there's the lighthouse that I'm heading the ship towards. And that's made me feel a lot better.
I'm very excited to hear this. Do you have your, like closeout joke yet? Or are you like, still working it?
I have.
Is that like the important one? What's the most important one? The first?
Well, I it's weird because there's these, you know, we're all like guessing, you know, like if anyone puts out content in the world, you're like, what does Father Algorithm want from me? You know,
butter.
Apparently it's butter with fucking trash on it now. There's this school of thought that like you should have your best joke in the first minute of the special because that's when people turn it on and then they go, will I stream it? You know? So to me, but there's a joke that I have that takes a minute to get through that is, it's like a 100% success rate. I've never seen it do badly. And it's like, you go, all right, well, I got that bullet in the chamber.
Yeah.
You know, do I want to fire it off in the beginning and then, you know, to get people sticking around, or do I want to like build up to that moment? And, you know, it's like, and you know this, like you live in the world, we both do, of this, like this, you know, business and art. Like you're like, when am I an artist? When am I a business person?
Mm-hmm.
And when do I do one for me and do one for them? Or when do I do one for the algorithm and when do I do one? You know, like you guys had the song, the Hot Girl Walk song. The Hot Girl Walk song is fantastic. It's also in the oeuvre, you know, like, you know, so like it, you didn't do the Hot Girl Walk song out of nowhere.
Well, yeah.
You know, you're capitalizing off of something that is in the talk space. And you hope the timing's right, you know.
Yeah.
So that kind of comes into play too. And that, you know, I told Jordana, I was like, I want you three there, like to see before the taping, so you can say like, I want your opinion on, hey, this is gonna be one that we can put on Betches, and everyone's gonna fucking go crazy about. And maybe you look at me and you go, that one. Get rid of that one. I don't know how it's going to do. But, you know, it's funny to us, but I don't know how it's going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do value that opinion. But not a lot of comics are that way. I like to give myself credit. I like a collaboration. I like when someone goes, does that Jewish woman voice. You know?
Yeah. we just want to be told that we suck.
Right.
Well, I'm excited. And obviously, is this the first time we're announcing it? I guess yes, but it may not be when this comes out.
We kind of announced on U Up for next Wednesday. Right. And I don't know. I'm floating this out there because I'm
we're so manifesting.
Sick, you know, right. And I hate the big announcement coming. And,
right.
And people listen to these things on their own time. And I also like don't want to put that type of pressure on it. Like, you know, I put it in my Instagram stories and people were like, congratulations. I'm like, well, this is like, congratulations. We're making an investment here. Like we're hoping it does well, you know, like.
Good luck. It's more like good luck.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I'll take
like,
it.
Like you probably have that all the time where people are like, congratulations on things that you're like, I don't deserve the congratulations.
Yep. All the time. But I'm excited. I'm excited to.
I am too.
Hear all of the jokes before everybody else too. Sorry right. for everybody listening. And thank you so much for joining. And really fun announcement is that Jared's coming back for this Thursday's episode of Dear DST because that's obviously right. you guys can't get enough. Neither can I. And we have lots to discuss, especially the Hot Girl Walk, which we have some wins around that.
I love it.
I love it. Well, where can people follow you, Jared? I feel like everybody should know by now.
I'm going to be in Albany. I'm going to be in Milwaukee. And also, the big one is, in December, we'll be in New York City taping the special, which is, like, very exciting. And then Boston, if you're out, and Miami. Boston and Miami. So if you go to my website, jaredfree.com, Thanksgiving in Miami. So if you want to get away from your family, if you're going down to South Florida and you want to come hang with me, I'm going to be in Doral at the Miami Improv. So Boston, Miami, Milwaukee, Albany, Richmond, Baltimore, jaredfree.com for tickets. You can see the spesh in action.
And also, You Up is on YouTube now. And everyone, go subscribe.
Oh, that's important. We got to make sure. Go to the YouTube station. It's betches.co/YouTube. And subscribe. You might not be a YouTube person, but you also weren't a podcast person. So let's make a change. Let's go check it out. I think it's fun.
Just check it out. And you can, if you've never seen a You Up live show, you can watch the one from Chicago and go do that now because it's up and it's free. Go watch it.
There it is.
All right. That's it for today's episode. Come listen this Thursday. Jared's back and send your questions. DST@betches.com. You can follow us at Diasar Samar. You can follow me at Aileen. You can follow Jared at Jared Freed. You can check out all our merch. And if you like this episode, please leave us a 5-star review, a glowing review. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.